I guess some people were buying some new clothes for the trip home.
Well, some of them didn't have clothes beyond what they had on their backs when they came. Well, none of us did.
What the schedule looks like now, when can we expect you and where will you go?
Well, I'm not really in a position to talk about that yet, except that it's clear now that we're leaving here Sunday. Where we're going isn't entirely clear. I think it will be clear within the next 24 hours, and I think we'd better leave it at that. The idea is, as you know, to come back and see our families and spend some time with them. But I don't know the details yet. I honestly don't, and I'd just soon not discuss that.
The governor said when he talked to you that you sounded like you were feeling fine. We'll ask you how you're feeling.
I'm feeling not fine. I'm feeling top of the world. Mentally, in terms of my physical condition, we're all a little exhausted from talking, frankly. We're talking a mile a minute, sharing experiences, and calling friends, and this magnificent American air base, Air Force Hospital here, has given us the kind of hospitality that we know is typical of the Air Force, but even more typical of the kind of enormous and overwhelming support we've had from the American public. It's been incredible. It's been beautiful. You have to live it to experience it here. We know that it's true at home, too. I heard about the Fauché Tower being wrapped up in a yellow ribbon, for example. Here we've got yellow ribbons all over the place. We've got school children engulfing us with their affection. We've got the German community also pouring out its love for us, and we are simply overwhelmed with the kind of support we've got. It's a beautiful thing, and I think it's given us, and particularly those who have come out of very difficult circumstances, a very, very warm feeling in their hearts about our country.
Bruce, we've heard some stories that have come from relatives of all of the former hostages about mistreatment. We heard from Arvid yesterday about a session you had just prior to release. Maybe you could relate that to us.
Well, I don't. This is a situation where you've got at least 52 different experiences, and I don't profess and I won't attempt to speak to the kind of situation my people face. I think it's best that I not go into any detail on that as an individual until I've gotten home and exposed to the press more generally. I can say that some of the experiences that our people have undergone have been more difficult than I had anticipated. Some of my own have also been circumstances that I had not anticipated earlier on. But for the moment, I think I would prefer not to go into that subject until I've had a chance to come home and speak in a more general way about it.
We're told some of the 52 didn't know they were about to leave Tehran until the last minute. Was that your case?
Well, in Iran, under the circumstances that have been prevailing there, one could never be sure of the situation until the situation actually became a fact, because the political situation has been so uncertain, and there have been so many other problems of leadership and of implementation of decisions that we all became quite cautious in making any judgments as to when anything was going to definitely happen. We didn't know. I don't think any of us knew until the last minute when we would be leaving, and that the negotiations had actually resulted in agreement. We got ourselves 15 minutes notice to be ready to leave, and we did leave in about that time. And of course, by that time, I think we all assumed that this was it, and the thing was not going to fall apart. And happily, it did not.
Did, in fact, they allow you to pack some belongings that were supposed to get on the plane but didn't?
They did not come with us. We aren't entirely sure what happened to them. We are making some effort to determine through the Swiss embassy in Tehran, who are defending our interests or representing our interests there, find out whether those belongings, these personal belongings that mattered to each and every one of us, will indeed be sent as we were assured they would be. We haven't located them yet. But the important thing is that we are back and that we are free, and that these men and women whom I know so well and come through it with such distinction and such dignity and strength. I think our country can be very proud of them, and I think you will see that when you see them in person back on American soil very shortly.
You spent most of your captivity away from the others, away from the embassy at the foreign ministry. That must have made it particularly hard for you to be away from your people.
Yes, indeed. It was a situation that was often very frustrating for the three of us, because we knew our people so well and felt so strongly about the kind of people they are and wanted to do everything we could to help, but found it very difficult to do very much. We are reassured, as I said, by what we have seen of their conditions now, of their the way they've come out of it, and that's a strength to all of us. We're being very well treated here, as I said, by the German community. We're being given every facility by our government in terms of picking up our normal lives again, and we are deeply grateful to our government and even more to the people of our country for that. Really, it's a degree of support that reflects a new spirit in the American public that gives me a great deal of hope for the future.
There was a lot of concern expressed here in the United States about a week before the release, or a little bit less. You and the three at the foreign ministry were moved somewhere, and no one knew where you were for a while. Anything you could say about that move? Yeah, we were also told that you were upset by it.
I'd just soon go into that later. I think we were moved to be placed in a situation and in conditions that were very much like those experienced by our colleagues throughout much of their time. We were there a relatively short time, about 2 weeks, and held in solitary confinement. It was a brief period, happily.
You got Christmas cards. You personally got birthday cards on a couple of occasions. You just got a batch not too long ago, I'm told. Were you fully aware of the level of support, the level of interest to the American public? I know that when you came out, you were surprised by the yellow ribbon and the fauché, particularly. Were you aware during the whole 14 months of exactly how we were taking it here at home?
No, I'd have to be honest and say even I didn't know, and still don't know, the degree of the support and backing we had from the American public, because I'm told by people who've been in the United States, you've got to be there to see it and to sense it, to believe it. We knew more than any of the others because of our ability to have, through much of the time, some access to what was going on. And I have, we have only now, I think, begun to appreciate the real extent of that by seeing it here in this American community in Wiesbaden, where it is also an aspect of the German community. I can't appreciate it because I haven't yet seen it, but I've begun to experience it, and I look forward with enthusiasm to seeing it at home, and to hopefully demonstrating through the kind of people that my staff, my colleagues are, that we have been worthy of that kind of support.
Could you characterize the meeting with former President Carter? We saw parts of it through the window, through the television eye, but how can you characterize that section?
It was a very emotional experience, I think, for all concerned. He received a very warm reception. The meeting was very friendly, very frank on both sides. And I think the end result was to heighten the kind of friendly reception that was demonstrated in the way he was received at the beginning of the meeting. He met each of the members of the group. He embraced many of them. He knew their names from the long experience that we've all had with this crisis. And it was certainly, I think, moving to all of us to participate in that kind of a session. And no doubt, I don't think there was any doubt in anyone's mind of the way in which he as a person has felt a deep regard for the situation and the well-being of the hostages.
Well, Bruce Langan, I'm going to let you go now, and I simply add that everyone here in Minnesota, as everyone in the nation, is happy for you. We're proud of you, and we're waiting to see you back here in Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota has been enormously supportive of me, and I am deeply grateful. Thank you very much.